Three decades of military service taught me a few lessons about life, such as the importance of keeping up with events. In my profession, tracking current events is an essential part of military readiness. Circumstances can change in an instant, such as when a hurricane threatened our region and I spent a night in charge of a shelter for local people fleeing the storm. On another occasion, two of us came within a whisker of deploying on short notice to Central America. We got the word in the evening, and by the next afternoon were ready to board an airplane. All that kept us from deploying was the last-minute discovery that neither of us spoke Spanish. Then there was Operation Desert Storm. We who had developed the habit of observing the global situation followed with interest the crisis brewing between Iraq and Kuwait over the summer of 1990. The nightly news on TV verified what we saw coming through military channels. Saddam Hussein was putting an invasion force on the border of Kuwait with the intent of conquering and occupying Iraq's small, oil-rich neighbor. Then, at the beginning of August, Saddam's army sprang into action. Within a day, the naked aggression of the Iraqi dictator had overcome all Kuwaiti resistance. My comrades and I knew what would happen next. The United States would demand the Iraqis leave Kuwait, and to back up that demand would deploy military forces to Saudi Arabia. Those forces would include our unit, the 24th Infantry Division, a unit activated specifically to deal with situations in the Middle East that required a military response. Thus, we waited for the alert, which came just a few days later. We frequently practiced going through an alert like that. When the word came to the division headquarters, a telephonic recall process began that notified every soldier within an hour. My phone call came shortly before 6 a.m. As our training required, I went first to our brigade headquarters to get instructions, and then I went to our subordinate units to see that they carried out the alert according to established procedures. They were, of course. But something odd happened at one battalion. At the conclusion of my inspection, the intelligence officer and her sergeant asked me when I would review their training plan for November. They seemed puzzled when I said, "You don't need to worry about that." When they protested that the training plan had to be reviewed and approved, I responded, "Really, you don't need to worry about it. You'll be doing this for real in November." Both soldiers had some trouble understanding what I meant, so I said plainly, "We're going to war. By November, we'll be in Saudi Arabia and perhaps in combat with Iraq." Then came the awkward moment. Neither of them had any clue until that instant that the alert was not simply another training exercise, but a genuine call to action. Apparently, they had not kept up with the events in the Middle East, nor connected those events with our unit's area of interest. Thus, they were taken by surprise when the very contingency for which we had trained came upon us. To their credit, these soldiers and others who were caught by surprise quickly recovered and jumped into the work of deployment. That was an agonizing 3 weeks of receiving new equipment and personnel, updating our medical records and legal documents, preparing our vehicles and equipment for a long sea voyage, and putting 20,000 soldiers on military and civilian charter flights to Saudi Arabia. Somewhere in all of that, we said goodbye to our families, again and again and again. Given the uncertainties of transportation schedules, we couldn't know from one day to the next if any particular day would be the long-awaited departure. All we could do was be ready and wait until called to the airfield. But by then we were ready, and when the call came, we went. This event in my life is what comes to mind when I read the words of Messiah Yeshua. "Therefore, stay alert, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what time the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and not let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. When you've lived through something like going to war, these words take on greater meaning and urgency. But how exactly are we to be ready? There is a clue in Yeshua's instructions just before his betrayal. Keep watching and praying so that you won't enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we watch and pray, but what do we watch for? How do we pray? Moses can help us here. In his last speech to the people of Israel, he said, "Only be watchful and watch over your soul closely, so you do not forget the things your eyes have seen and they slip from your heart all the days of your life. You are to make them known to your children and your children's children. The day that you stood before Adonai your God in Horeb, Adonai said to me, 'Gather the people to me, and I will make them hear my words, so that they learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and so that they teach their children.'" My soldiers' ears hear familiar admonitions in these words. Remember your training. You train as you fight, and you fight as you train. That's why instruction and repetitious drills are so important. Soldiers perform as they are conditioned by their training. And so it is with soldiers in service to the King of Heaven. That's what Paul calls us, soldiers of Messiah Yeshua. Our training manual is the Bible, starting with Moses and continuing through Revelation. These are the basic instructions for life, instructions that we ignore to our own peril. But it's not enough simply to know the Bible. How do we apply it? How do we use it as a guide to help us be vigilant, ready to move when our King gives the alert? For that matter, how do we even recognize an alert when he gives it? Well, this is where experience and counsel come in. We watch, meaning we look at daily circumstances in the world, in our nation, in our community, our church, our family, to see what's developing that may require our attention in prayer or action. Watching, when informed by the Word of God, helps us recognize cues that the Spirit of God explains as we learn to listen to Him. Wise counsel is part of the Spirit's communication. Good soldiers learn to rely on one another. In that long summer of 1990, my friends and colleagues and I conferred daily to share what we had learned and speculate on what was coming next and how it might involve us. So it is with good soldiers in the Lord's army, just as Proverbs says, "Plans fail when there is no counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." We study prophecy, the signs of the times, and we watch events in the world to see where there may be indicators of movement in God's plan of redemption. We consult with others to compare notes, pray, and make such plans as may be necessary. This is how we navigate perilous, uncertain times. We cannot know the day or hour of our Lord's return, but perhaps we can recognize the season. One thing is certain, however. We must learn to work together if we are to endure to the end, holding firmly what the Lord has entrusted to us.